Welcome to the Williams Meekin YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning, good morning. I hear you coming in on the call. Who's calling?
Monty's here.
Good morning, Monty.
Good morning.
Happy Tuesday to you.
Same to you.
Thank you. And someone else has called in? I'm not sure how many. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Donna.
Hey, Donna. I'm glad to hear your voice.
Well, I was right a little behind. I was working on papers on the for the call today.
You what?
I was working on the call notes today.
Oh. Okay. We're glad that you're here, though.
Well, 7 a.m., and I'd like to just say I'm handing the call over, if I had it at all, to our Diamond, Super Diamond, Karen Eastwood, and looking forward to the call today, Karen.
Thank you.
Yeah, we want to welcome
you all to this is Transparent, Terrific Tuesday. And this is the day that we get to report our points, our progress, and our success. I want to report that I have given away, I don't know who to or where, but anyway, I've given away 13 pounds. And I have to tell all of you that I have not given away pounds this slow when we did the other call that we were on several years ago. And in some ways, that kind of bothered me, and I couldn't understand why. But I'm beginning to comprehend that what is happening with me is truly a lifestyle change, and that what I have given away, I'm not going to take back. And that makes a huge difference, because the last time I was on this call several years ago, I lost 60 pounds, and I found about 30 of them. So what I'm doing now is really different, and I'm really excited about this concept that we are not so worried about having this balance. Of course, we should have it, but what we are concerned about is taking into our body things that will help the inflammation that builds up in your body. And so we've been learning about alkaline, and this is an incredible concept. So now, I'm going to allow all of you to have the opportunity to get us all excited about what you have been doing and how you're gauging your success. Let's see, we have Nancy. Hey, you can tell us what's been happening with you, right?
I'm sorry, I had to take myself off of mute. I missed out on the last few words to tell you about what?
Well, we just wanted to know what success you've been having. Each one of us gauge our success in different ways. And I forgot to tell you one way. My blood pressure is staying down, and that is incredible. But anyway, Nancy, are there things that you've noticed as you've been on this program that has helped you to understand that you're really on the right track?
Yes, and I'm dealing with different foods I need to stay away from. So, I'm quite sure I am gluten intolerant. So as long as I watch that, I don't have those side effects that I normally have. And also the corn syrup, because I get drainage at the back of my throat if I have corn syrup, especially the high fructose corn syrup. And also the bread products give a slight headache around my forehead. But I have also done much better with walking. And while we were at Fred's parents in Tennessee, I walked twice a day instead of just once a day. And also they have slightly rolling hills right in front of their house, and I walk backwards up the hills. And that uses different muscles in the back of your leg, and it really felt good. And a friend, when I told a friend about that, she said, well, she has heard that that helps the brain when we walk backwards. So,
no way!
I'm not sure in what way, but that's a good thing, I guess. I should do it more. But it's not as fun on flat land, but you can really tell a difference when you walk backward up that incline. So,
as soon as my toe is better, I'm going to have to try walking backwards. Thank you. Well, that's great. So you've enjoyed what you've been doing.
Yes. And we were at his parents' a little over a week, and I walked twice a day each day, and they had beautiful weather there, perfect spring weather, and which they said was very unusual for this time of the year. Normally they have cold through the middle part of March. So anyway, and it also makes that exercise, I find, makes a difference in the way you sleep, and that you wake up more energized and ready to get out of the bed. So,
well, that's wonderful. Thank you. Are there any others who would like to report? I know Mary Lou is always good about reporting. Are you there?
Well, Mary Lou was going to try to be quiet today. We've been gone for a week, and I was just sitting here. So I didn't take very... I printed off my sheets and took them with me, but I was very bad about filling them out. And so let's say that this morning Mary Lou came home and got on the scale, and she found some of that stuff that she'd given away, the pounds, and I'm back on track today. So it's always hard when I travel. I thought I actually had not done very bad, but apparently I felt good, but I didn't walk, and that's the main thing that I'm excited to be able to get back on to my walks and make sure that I'm getting enough of my water. And so I'm just going to give myself a big hug and be right back on track.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you, I can really appreciate the difficulty in being able to stay just purely on this concept when you're traveling. And that is a big challenge. And the fact that you didn't find tons of what you've given away, that really says something, Mary Lou. It shows that you were trying. And you are the premier example of walking. So we're glad you're home. We're glad you're back on. I want to tell you all that weekends are my tough times. And for two weekends, I made the commitment to myself that I would not put on any weight. And do you know what? I accomplished that. Didn't lose much, didn't lose any, but I didn't put any on. Okay, let's go on.
I want to add, I got the pleasure of meeting Nancy and her husband.
Oh, how neat.
Yes, yes, Nancy, it was great meeting you.
Mm-hmm. More than just
and
a
voice. I was able
more than
to
just
talk.
A voice over the phone, huh?
Uh-huh.
And I was able to talk to your friends. Right now I'm drawing a blank. We sat next to them, and she told her story of how she fell off that 300-foot cliff.
Oh, Harriet.
Yes.
Well, let's see if we have any others who would like to report to us their progress.
Karen, I'd like to report something.
Okay.
My main thing is my blood pressure. And we went away, and we had three very, very restful days before we went on down to Houston, and we had such a good trip. It was just really, really, it was relaxing, and it was fun with the NECAM people. We had so much fun and enjoyed it so much. It was just one of the best trips we've had but had some really relaxing days. And also I've been eating some, taking that progesterone a little bit more faithfully, and I, my blood pressure has just really dropped. I'm not even sure. I'm just absolutely amazed with the way that it's just gone down to normal. And so that's going to be interesting to see if it stays down there. I'm going to eat that progesterone twice a day.
Well, that is good. That is good news. Well,
yeah.
I guess we all need to get on progesterone, right?
Oh, yeah. That's not going to hurt you, that's for sure.
Well, okay, let's see. Auntie, would you like...
Karen, this is Margaret. I would say before I got on the group, on this back on this group, on this study, on this nutrition plan, I wasn't walking very much, so I've increased my walking this week. The weather's been good, and when I haven't gotten outside, I haven't worn my cardio strides with the weights all day. So I think it's helping, but I seem to have reached a plateau on my weight. I don't know why. It varies. It bounces around a couple of pounds. It just, and I have not released any. I've kept it all with me, I think. But I mean, that's to make me feel more comfortable. No, less comfortable, really. But I thought I was really committed to the program. I know I am, but Sunday I knew I had a problem. I was invited to a special luncheon, and so I went to this new restaurant. I ordered a salad. I was doing okay. And then we were having a 10-year celebration, so they brought out this beautiful cake with this icing that was looked like it was about an inch thick, and I love icing. So anyway, I thought, well, shall I take this or shall I say no? There were only about 14 hours. So anyway, it so happened I was served first, and the lady said, I said, just a real small piece. Well, I think I got the biggest piece in the whole fit place, and it had icing on both sides. Of course, I didn't have to eat that, but I did. So I felt stuffed after that. I came home, and I was literally sick. It just absolutely made me sick in my stomach. And the next morning, I woke up with a terrific headache. So now I have recommitted myself that regardless of what situation it is in, I don't want the dessert, at least not that much. And so you, the group here, you've helped me a lot in the accountability and having your support. But I'm doing real well on the program, except for the fact that I didn't keep the commitment to myself this past weekend. So I'm thinking now about Easter. I asked my niece who committed to, I'll tell you about her, she's 25, and she committed to herself that she would not have a dessert for 90 days. So I asked her the other day, that was before I violated my own commitment, that I said, you know, Easter's coming along. She said, yeah, her 90 days is over 2 days after Easter. I said, and what are you going to do? She said, I will not eat, and I don't think she will, because she's gone for she will have gone for 88 days, and she's not going to break her commitment. So I think I need to follow her as well as your examples here.
Boy, that's fantastic. You know, Margaret, what I heard this morning at Fox News about 4:15 in the morning, I heard that there is now direct proof that there's a correlation with sugar and cancer and heart disease. This is scientifically proven. And they were saying on that program that sugar is nothing more than a drug or a poison to your body. And I thought, my goodness, this is national news talking about something that we learned a long time ago. But you know what? As time goes on, society is going to begin to realize how dangerous it is to take sugar into our system. Thank you, Margaret. Okay, who have we not heard from?
I don't know, but I'll speak up.
Thank you, Monty.
Yeah, everything's going great. I'm really, you know, I get kicks out of certain things that I think maybe sometimes are a little weird, but it's really nice for me now to, when I go to the grocery store or go to Trader Joe's or wherever, to be able to look at the shopping cart of people that are going through and all of the amazing packaged foods and canned foods and everything else that people are now still eating, and then looking at the body that's pushing the cart down the road, or the kids that are with the person that's pushing the cart. And like I said, I think it just still amazes me on how you can almost look at the shopping cart of an individual going through, and sometimes you could, yeah, if there was a lineup, you could almost tell which cart it was that they're going to. And it was so nice the other day. I went through my line that I shop at Albertsons, and the lady said, "Oh," she says, "you must be going natural," because all I had was mostly fruit and vegetables and things like that in my bag, in my basket, which normally a few months back that wasn't the way it was. So I thought that felt pretty good that she realized that I was headed in a better direction, and she mentioned that I was looking thinner than what I normally was. So,
oh, wow.
Today I have an appointment at my doctor at 9:30, Dr. Burkhart, my foot doctor, and my toe is really coming back from the surgery quicker than I think that what he was amazed. And so I think we're heading in the right direction. I'm very glad to be able to get back to start exercising and getting back to the weight loss that I was occurring for a little while. It's not coming out as fast as it did last time I was on the program that we were on, but I feel it's more beneficial, and I'm not going to go back and find it wherever I leave it along the path that I walk.
That is so good. Oh, hey, by the way, Monty, I must have been having sympathy feelings for you, because yesterday morning I stubbed my toe. So, don't tell me any more about your toe. No, I'm teasing. Okay, we have not heard from Donna.
Okay, well, I've lost about a pound and a half this week. I still feel better. I'm moving around better. I'm walking more. And I'm just following the program. Well, trying to. It's kind of hard. I have some slip-ups, but I'm getting better with my accountability. But I just need to improve more.
But don't you feel like, I don't know how the rest of you feel, but this morning call really helps me to stay focused for that day. And I think that might be why I have trouble through the weekend, because we all don't talk on Saturday and Sundays, and rightfully so, but I find it more difficult to stay focused. I don't know if the rest of you have that experience, but that's mine. Well, thanks, Donna. Okay, we want to talk today about Neekin products and how they impact our health. And you'll all say, well, we all know they impact our health. But do you know that I ran on to some studies that really, I thought, wow, we are so blessed to already know that we have wonderful alkaline water. Because I was reading this study, and it said, let me tell you about alkaline water and the benefits of it. First place, it restores the pH balance in the body. And that's a biggie, as we all know. The antioxidant minerals in PIMAG water, such as the magnesium and the calcium and so on, can help neutralize harmful free radicals in the body. Now, this is a study that I read about just what they're saying, what they weren't necessarily saying it about PIMAG water, but as I read that, I thought, my goodness, this is just what Neekin has. Some minerals, such as calcium, are 30% easier to be absorbed into the body from water than it would be from a food-based source. So can you imagine what we're doing for ourselves? And then there's a higher pH in the body. The higher the pH in the body, it reduces the need for the fat and the cholesterol that we have in the body to protect it from damaging acids. And then negatively charged ions found in abundance in alkaline water act as a natural antioxidant, and it donates electrons which neutralize harmful free radicals. It improves the body's absorption of essential nutrients. It improves the body's function by cleaning your cells from the inside out. And cooking with PIMAG water improves the taste and the quality of food. PIMAG water has the trace minerals that are needed for all of the things that we just now went through. All of the above are will happen because of those trace minerals that we have in our PIMAG water. PIMAG water provides hydration and nutrition at the cellular level. Ionization breaks clusters of water molecules into smaller molecules, microclusters, reducing the size of the cluster of cells. The smaller the clusters, the smaller clusters pass through the cell walls more easily, and they hydrate the cells more quickly. Faster hydration allows the body to regulate its temperature more efficiently. Microclusters of mineral-bearing ionized water also delivers nutrients more effectively into the cells. Nikan PIMAG water detoxifies cells more effectively than bottled or standard water. Nikan PIMAG water removes harmful chlorine and heavy metals. You know, I read this and I thought, oh my goodness, how blessed can we be to have all this terrific technology right at our fingertips. And you know that because of the Nikan water, it helps our body to reduce the inflammation in it. Now, Donna wants to go over some other products, and let me tell you, we are exceedingly blessed to be having access to these kind of products. Last night when my toe was killing me, I was so grateful that I could pick up two magnets and put them on my toe and get relief so that this morning I could come down my stairs. Anyway, Donna.
Okay, I'm going to talk about phone health. But first, I'm going to give a testimonial about the supplements for bone health. My fingernails used to, like, peel off in layers. But when I take the phone health, my fingernails are so tough now. It's unbelievable. Excuse me. I'm going to talk about Osteodent first. And I'm going to talk about the ingredients. Well, first of all, bone has two functions. One is to serve as a support framework for the body, offer protection, and provide mobility. The other, equally and more important, is that bones are a chemical storehouse and a factory for producing cells that enable systematic processes. Okay. Osteodense contains vitamin D3. Vitamin D, it works with calcium to strengthen bones, which is really important. And if you're ever low on vitamin D, you go to the doctors, and the doctor tests your vitamin D. They usually give you a prescription for D2. Well, this happened to me, and I took D2 probably about, you know, for a few months. Then I realized after I read D3 was supposed to be the most effective one to take for, you know, if your vitamin D is low. So when I started taking D3, excuse me, my vitamin D levels went up more. And vitamin D also lowers inflammation, which is also in Osteodense. And it also contains folic acid, which helps to lower homocysteine levels, which lowers inflammation. It also contains zinc, which is essential for formation of the collagen matrix upon which bone is formed. It also contains glucosamine, and glucosamine helps, glucosamine and chondroitin it contains, and they say that glucosamine is often combined with chondroitin sulfate, a molecule naturally present in cartilage. Chondroitin gives cartilage elasticity and is believed to prevent the destruction of cartilage by enzymes. Also, Osteodense contains turmeric, and turmeric is a natural antiseptic and antibacterial agent. It also is a natural liver detoxifier. It's a potent natural anti-inflammatory. I'm sorry. And may aid in fat metabolism and help in weight management. And Chinese medicine they've used this as a treatment for depression. And also, its anti-inflammatory properties. It is natural treatment for arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. Whoops. What else? Let me see. Okay, and that was osteogens. And the next one I'm going to talk about, well, let me see. I'm going to talk about the, Caldents. Caldents, it's comprehensive for bone support that you need. In addition, it also helps to build strong bones and teeth, helps protect muscle and nerve wellness. I'm sorry, my notes here. And I just lost my place. I apologize. Okay, it also contains calcium, and calcium is good for our bones. They also think that calcium has been proposed to help reduce cardiovascular disease. It also contains magnesium. It helps to maintain normal muscle and nerve function, keeps heart rhythm steady, supports a healthy immune system, and keeps bones strong. Magnesium also helps regulate blood sugar levels and promotes normal blood pressure. What was the other ingredient? It also contains vitamin G, and the same vitamin that works with calcium to strengthen bones can also protect against inflammation. And now I'm going to go on to lactoferrin. I hope I covered everything on that one. And they did a study, and they think that lactoferrin can help. It helps reduce abdominal fat, and the study was done in Japan, and it says a potent anti-obesity effect. They use the enteric coated lactoferrin. It decreased the fat accumulation around the stomach in Japanese men and women with abdominal obesity after 8 weeks administration of enteric coated lactoferrin tablets. And they also think that there was a letter, the Townsend letter, and doctors made a suggestion that lactoferrin be used where antibiotics would be rendered ineffective. And also, we can't make medical claims, but this gentleman, his name is Ron Gillette, and he wrote a book about how to fight prostate cancer. He had cancer, and he used lactoferrin, and he got over his cancer. Because they say that lactoferrin can block the cancer cell nourishment. It blocks off the supply of blood, and this, in turn, causes the cancer to die, which I thought was really amazing. Also, lactoferrin assists antioxidant protection. Lactoferrin gold enhances the body's natural antioxidant response. As it's also a prebiotic, it stimulates the production of probiotic compounds that encourage production of the body's natural defenses. It's also antimicrobial and antioxidant, and it decreases inflammation. And again, it talks about turmeric, because turmeric is in it, and again, like I said before, excuse me, it's a natural liver detoxifier, and it's a potent natural anti-inflammatory that works as well as many anti-inflammatory drugs, but without the side effects. And because of its anti-inflammatory properties, it is a natural treatment for arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. And as I said before, it also says has been shown to stop the growth of new blood vessels and tumors. It also helps in the treatment of psoriasis and inflammatory skin conditions. And I know that's true because I have psoriasis, and this really helps with it. And the glucosamine also helps, which is also in... Oops, I got myself turned around. I'm sorry. Okay. And it also contains inulin, and inulin is used for high blood fats, including cholesterol and triglycerides. It is also used for weight loss and constipation. And it also contains vitamin C, and vitamin C supplements may significantly lower CRP levels, and also research finds whether having lower levels of this inflammatory marker might translate into a lower risk of heart disease, and remains to be seen. And I guess that's about it.
Thank you.
Now,
for us to have access to these things is really incredible. Our time is really getting away, but I've got to tell you a couple of things about osteodynts. This past week, I had to go to a chiropractor, and these are the things that he told me. First place, I had a whiplash way back when I was like 20 years old, in my 20s. And my neck at that point actually curved backwards. A lot of people will have their necks not even curved forward, but it'll be straight up and down, but mine actually curved backwards. And in the x-ray that he showed me just last week, it showed that my neck was actually curving slightly forward. For a number of years, it was straight up and down. And I attribute that to the Nikon pillow. But the really incredible thing was, a number of years ago, I'd had x-rays, and they told me that I was having some degeneration of the disc in my spine. This doctor the other day told me that I have no degeneration of my disc, and I'm so excited. That is just because of the things that we take into our bodies. Well, anyway, our time is just about out, and I just want to know, are there any other comments or experiences that any of you have had with the Nikon products that you'd like to share with us?
Karen, this is Steve Crowfoot. Just wanted to mention, you know, when you're talking about the water and how important it is, it was interesting when Nikon came out with the water about a year or so after we had moved from one location here in Sandy to another one. The one area was, the first area was a place where they were using well water that was so pure that they didn't even have to chlorinate it, put any chemicals in it. They just, you know, pumped it out of the ground and we drank it. We moved to the new house 6 blocks away, different water system, different sources, where they did chlorinate the water, and Carol immediately had tremendous issues with the swelling and water retention. About a year later, Nikon came out with the first water system. We bought it. Within 12 hours of going on the water, her ankles were back down to size, and the only time we had trouble is when the filters get to the point where we need to change them, and then she'll start to swell again. So it's just,
isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
You know, we have a daughter that if she showers without a Nikon shower, she breaks out all over. And she herself can tell when her filter in her shower has to be changed because she has this reaction to chlorine.
Right.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
That we have these wonderful products. Anything else that any of you would like to share with us?
Oh, also, I'll just mention, too, just as a side note, about the books. I haven't read them yet, but Carol started to read them, and she's started to get on the program and start cooking with the recipes, and she's chastising me horribly when I grab something that we've got in the cupboards that's not on the list. So I just wanted to mention to you that all of a sudden that she's thanks to you guys and Ruth coming up with this particular information, I think it's making a difference for her. I think she's going through a cleanse right now. She says, I'm hurting worse than I was before. And I said, well, yeah, because you're cleansing. She goes, okay.
Boy, I'll tell you, that's really good that you know what's happening with your body. That's very good. Well, this is a wonderful blessing. Any of you others want to share some things that you've learned in the past little while? We're all anxious to hear what you've got to say.
Well, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
It's Mary Lou. Donna, when you were reading that, did you say that that was the lactoferrin that will reduce that CRT?
Reduce the RT? I'm sorry, what's the RT?
That was that...
CRP.
CRP,
oh,
that's
right,
what it is.
CRP, right. It said it would reduce it.
And that's the lactoferrin?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh, you're welcome.
Good information. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope I did okay. I was really nervous today. So much information to share.
You did great.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, we are really very fortunate that we have someone like Ruth Williams who would instigate this call and help us all to go to another level of understanding how to take good care of our bodies. Now, I want all of you to know, years ago when Ruth first introduced to me the concept of listening to my body, I wasn't too impressed with that, but boy, let me tell you, I listen now. And do you know that the process that she took me through to begin to listen to my body was an incredible process, and I'm amazed that she was so patient with me. And what I'm saying to all of you is, who do you know that needs you to share with them the things that we're learning on this program? These are life-changing concepts. And I'm wanting to encourage all of you to go out and be a Ruth Williams. Find people who need you to introduce to them the concepts of how to be able to keep your body healthy and strong and not have to deal with some of the infirmities and problems that a lot of people have to deal with. So, go out and be a Ruth Williams and bring somebody new onto this call, or at least let them know of these wonderful products that will change their lives. Any other comments?
Karen.
Yeah.
My cheerleader here. Everybody has their own talents, and I'm telling you, when you do these calls, I love listening to you. You do such an awesome job, and I enjoy the call very much. Good job to you and Donna, and I really like the way that you work the call and work with people in general. What an awesome team we have. I'm very excited to have such an awesome team, and I'm excited to go and find some more people to bring on the team. I've been thinking all morning about some people, but I'm going to ask them to come and help.
Well, I'll tell you, we can all go out and literally change the world. Won't happen overnight. But just like some of you have expressed an understanding of what chlorine does to your body, we know what sugar does to our body. We understand the value of osteodents and magnets. We need to go out and share. You know, it's one thing for us to all gather this information for ourselves, and it's wonderful. But you've got to go out and share it with others, because otherwise there's a lot of people who have big problems. If Ruth Williams hadn't come to me and gently held my hand and take me down this path of understanding,
I just cannot imagine what my life would be right now. So you guys all go out and be Ruth Williams.
Karen. Anyway, I agree that we need to, very much that we need to go out and help other people to see the value in taking control of their life and of their lifestyle. So do you want to go ahead and just walk into, take a chance and not learn about what to do to stay healthy? I've been thinking about that a lot today too, Karen, that we really need to think of the things we can say that will trigger in their thought process a desire not to just go walking around with a blindfold on, and maybe that's what we ought to put, the ostrich in the ground, or head in the ground, but maybe with a blindfold on. If people are, if you don't have that information about what we're supposed to be doing, how are you going to stay on the track? You don't even know where the track is. And we really need to get out here and inform people of that and help them. There's a lot more information coming out, but having a group like this to discuss it, I think, really makes a difference. And the consistency of every day, I think it really makes a difference. And I thank you guys so much for joining us and making the call what it is. So, thanks.
Well, make it a good day.
We shall. Talk to you tomorrow, you guys. Mary Lou and I are doing a call on Thursday evening, 6 p.m., on a web app. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.